scare me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's time again. This is Wednesday, and this is Anda Hart welcoming you to our Wednesday night conversations with Mother, Father, God, and guests through our dear Dr. Catherine E. May, who has been chosen to be their spokesperson by Spirit. You can read all about it on her website, whoneedslight.org. whoneedslight.org, in the process of updating, so keep an eye on that website. And this also tells you about Dr. May's book, Who Needs Light, that she has been advised to give away. And she's already given away her first inventory and just getting ready to play. We'll hear more from Dr. May on how quickly she can get another supply ordered. Dr. May is a practicing clinical psychologist in the New York City area, in the Hudson Valley area, and is known not only in that locale, but throughout the United States and the world through these radio talks shows. We're all getting to gather together, like attracts like, and we're all on the same page. So, thank you for joining us. We're going to have, and at that last minute, I got a call from Dr. May telling me Prime Creator would be our guest speaker tonight. And I wanted to hurry up with that information and also get it out in a newsletter. So I just skinned in here. I know Catherine was sitting there holding her breath, but here I am, Catherine. How are you?
I'm fine. And I want everyone to know that you appeared at 4 seconds before we went on the air. I appreciate your posting it, however.
Yes.
But a little drama. It's always fun.
Well,
I knew you would show up.
There were extenuating circumstances, but we won't go into all the details.
Well, I'm glad you're here. And thank you for the introduction. And for those of you who might be new, this is Anda Hart, who also has quite a wide reach in this worldwide platform. Her website is Hollow Earth Network. And she has Saturday calls where our friend Zora, who we now know as Father God, has been bringing us messages for several years. So Anne is a wonderful webmaster and has built some beautiful websites, hollowearthnetwork.com and earthascends.com, which are sister sites, because she has so much good information. It takes up two whole websites to hold it all. And she's now helping me with my new website, too. So you'll see, it's going to be wonderful. So it's pretty exciting. Just at the last minute, I was told that our visitor tonight will be Prime Creator. So I always ask, you know, the day, usually the day of the show, who's going to talk tonight? And they said, we are. So that was Mother, Father, God. So they always begin the show with their introduction. And they sort of set the tone for us and give us some updates. And I ask them, what are we going to talk about tonight? I don't usually do that. But I said, what are you going to talk about tonight? And they said, the state of the world. So,
wow.
That's the plan
like
for
that.
Tonight. We're going to hear about the state of the world. It always, you know, their conversations always have something to do with the state of the world, but I thought that was kind of a fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, you know, the chat room is going. And here's somebody saying, good morning from the Philippines. It's 8 o'clock in the morning in Asia.
Oh.
Good morning, Flora. 8 o'clock in Asia. Well, welcome. So we were just talking about how people are coming from all over the world, and here they are, all the way from the Philippines.
And, you know, I think the beautiful part is we're all on the same page, Catherine, you know? Mm-hmm. When people join us, so many times they say, this is what I've been looking for. I finally found this resonates with me. And mm-hmm. so everybody that's here is already on the same page with each other. We don't miss a beat. They just jump right on and away we go. So,
yeah, I love the way they all greet each other on the chat room like old friends, you know. A lot of them are old friends and have talked, you know, I've heard each other ask questions on your show and on this show. And here's someone, from the UK, and he's saying it's 1 o'clock in the morning there. Yeah, it is a little harder for the people from Europe, but they managed to stay up to listen. So greetings, everybody over there. We're glad you're here. All right, so I'll just give a real quick update about our healing shows, which are just going like gangbusters. We have hundreds of people now on the line when we do the shows, and they are on Tuesday morning and at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and Thursday evening at 8 p.m. And we've changed this show just last week from 8:30 to 8, so I hope people are aware of that. I know you announced it, Anne, but I'm not sure how soon mine. We're in the process of changing the... Oh, and here's Jelena from Serbia. Hi, Jelena. So, there are people from all over, and anyway, I'm glad they're here. I wasn't sure that everybody would know what time it was. So the website's in flux, so I didn't have a chance to get the announcements out. But we did announce it last week, so I hope everybody will be here.
Yeah, little time difference there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you open your chat, Catherine? I've never done that because we've been so busy with our just handling the actual questions that people have, but I think the chat is so nice where people can make comments. How do they chat with you, and how can I look at it?
On the right side of your panel, it says chat.
Yeah,
right,
I'll
under
click
the
that.
End episode. Mm-hmm. And it should come on. Moon Possum is losing her connection again. I think in Orange County, I want to ask if anybody else is having that problem, let us know. But I think, Moon Possum, I think it might be your connection. I know I live up there, and the internet connections are not very good in the woods up there. So I think it might just be your own connection. I don't think any other people are getting bounced off today. But we have had that problem, so we want to know if anyone else is experiencing it. So they're saying in Serbia it's fine. So looks like it's good. Did you see your chat room, Anne?
No, I clicked where it said join as co-host, and it's just loading. And then there's one at the bottom that says launch chat in new window with moderator control. I wonder if that's the one I should have clicked on.
Well, you can do that, but it wipes out your screen. It puts you, you can try it just to see.
I'm not getting anything. It's just loading flash chat, loading UI components. Well, I don't
we'll
let
have
me interrupt
to ask
the show.
That.
I will. I'll figure it out someday. We've got people coming on with questions.
All right. So let's. We have, well, we usually save questions for afterwards, but let's tell new people our procedure here.
Yeah.
We usually let Mother, Father, God and our guest speak, and then afterwards we let them answer questions. But there is there is someone right here with their hand up, and I think I know who that is. Shall we see what the question
oh, this
or comment
first one
is?
Up here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Area code 407. Okay. Your line's open, 407 area code ending in 1530. Come on.
Hello?
Yes, we have you.
I left a message for you, Ann. I know you're very busy, but on the call last Saturday when Zora was talking about the Vietnamese dong and the dinars, and he said you could get the dong at Wells Fargo. I had went down there, and they gave you a special telephone number for currency exchange. And I called them, and they would not sell it to me unless I had an account there and I was making a trip to Vietnam.
Well, you can buy them online. There's a place called Sterling. I know about that
now,
one.
Now, that's a dinar or the dong?
Both.
Both? Okay.
That's the one people are saying is very reputable.
Okay, because Wells Fargo, he was very rude, and he said, no.
Oh.
He said, unless you have an account in this bank and you are making a trip to Vietnam, we will not sell them to you.
So I just
wanted to let you guys know.
Thanks. Here's somebody. That doesn't surprise me at all about Wells Fargo.
And if you go to Google, and you can Google Sterling Currency Group, Group, and they're affiliated with, Dinar Banker. And, I have dealt with them, and they're very reputable.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to listening tonight. Take care. I love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. I'm going to go ahead and close your line.
There are two people who've said they've bought dinar from Sterling, and here's somebody that says Wells Fargo is terrible even to their own customers.
Yeah, and yet again, someone in the very beginning of all this said that they couldn't get dinar at Wells Fargo, but they could get dong. It must depend upon maybe the individual branch. I don't know.
Or their whim of the day. They probably changed their policies since more people are trying to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's someone else who I bet has something to say about this. So should we take this 978 question?
You'll have to do it. I did what you told me not to, and I just lost my screen. Yeah, because it just kept loading and loading, and I thought, well, the only option I had was that one. So go ahead and open it, Catherine.
Here we are. 978. 7535. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Alyssa. And I also listened to the show, which was wonderful, on Saturday, and tried calling Wells Fargo, and they did not want to sell any dong or dinar. And I had the question. I actually just ordered dong through my bank, and they didn't have a problem with it. But they said I was wondering, is there a particular type of dinar we're supposed to be looking for? Is it, because there's all kinds of dinars if you look online.
I think it depends
on what country
denomination.
Yes. So is it the Iraqi dinar we're looking for? Is it
the
Jordanian?
Yeah, it's the Iraqi dinar.
So I called a few banks, and banks told me that no bank is selling Iraqi dinar.
That's right. I've always ordered mine from Sterling Currency.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much. And they're quick.
You can order just very quickly to give everybody so you're not all dangling out there. You can place your order, and make it COD. That allows them to immediately ship. They aren't waiting for you to send them some money and all that. Just make it COD, place your order, make it a COD order. They get on the ball and they ship. If not that day, the very next day. And they ship it FedEx overnight. So in 2 days, you will have Iraqi dinar currency, beautiful currency in your hands. And that gives you 2 days to follow their instructions, go to the bank, get a certified check properly made out, and you've got 2 days. So when the FedEx deliverer brings your currency, he will take your certified check and review it first before he hands you your currency. So that's the way it works. Yeah.
All right. Well, people are talking about this.
I was confused about what you just said. So then when they come, but you said, oh, it
you
gives
pay
you from
FedEx
that time.
You pay the FedEx driver. You give, when they come, he's got
yes.
your currency. They've already shipped it. You're not going to get it till you pay for it, but you pay for it with a certified check that you hand to the FedEx driver. And then
I
he
see.
Hands you your FedEx envelope with your currency inside.
Okay. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Here's Skating Angel saying, this is the first time I'm listening. Why is a channel of spirit talking about currency exchange?
I know. I want to thank you for all your
That's
beautiful
a good
messages,
question.
Too.
Hmm?
I'm going to close this 978.
Yeah, we still have
that. Okay, and those of you that have had your questions answered, if you would just hit number one on your telephone keypad, it will lower your hand, make it easier for us to know who's next. Thank you. Just hit number one if you've already talked. Go ahead, Catherine. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I have a very brief. I think probably Mother, Father, God will explain some of this, I hope, about why are we talking about currency exchange with God?
Right.
Well, it seems that Father God wanted to let light workers know that there is a way to help them to have a little money as the beginning of the prosperity program. Now, how it can be that the Iraqi dollar dinar is going to suddenly be worth more money than it ever was before is a mystery. I think it's a mystery to all of us. So we'll just have to wait and see. Here somebody says the Iraqi dinar keeps fluctuating and it went up 20 times to the dollar. So we'll see. Many people have invested a little bit because Father God said it would be a good idea for us, and that if we do have some profits, that we should share it with one another, which we fully intend to do. So if we do benefit from this, it will be the beginning of our prosperity funds, and hopefully it'll make things a lot easier for people who are really on the edge. So let's see what Mother, Father, God have to say about it, and then we will have questions.
Yes, they have a lot more insight into these things than we do. So,
for sure, because nobody would have.
Well, Catherine, if you're ready to get yourself all settled in, we'll just give you a minute here to, and I know you like to, just for people to understand, Catherine also does the light protections just like all the rest of us do. And that's why we have to give her a little time to call in her own protections of light before she opens herself to these messages. So my part is to keep you busy while she's doing that very important preliminary stage. And probably by now, in this beautiful pillar of protective light, Mother and Father God have entered the picture. Are you here, Mother and Father God?
Greetings, beloved Master.
Father God.
And how be you?
This is Father God, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I can tell the difference now. That didn't sound like Mother God to me.
Well, we were listening to the questions, and it seems only appropriate that I, since I was the one who introduced these suggestions about the dinar, that I explain. You will be soon experiencing what has been termed a currency revaluation. And it is true, we have identified this as a way for light workers who are on this call and others who are aware of this shift that's going on will have available to them the ability to purchase some of the dinar. And of course, as many of you have read in Saint Germain's comments, this is not a long-term expectation that all of you begin to be currency traders. This is not our wish. However, it is a time in which poorer countries are going to come to the fore, and that is a good thing. And in the process, they will benefit, and hopefully those of you who have worked very hard and who truly wish to share in the bounty, the prosperity, as you might term it, will indeed make the lives of those around you much more comfortable. If you have a little extra money, if you have purchased a few dinar, it will be a very good thing. And that will be the end of it, because we will not be suggesting investments for light workers as a rule. You will be beneficiaries of the what you term the prosperity funds, and that will be sufficient. It is the beginning. It is the first wave, as you might term it, of the easing of the imprisonment of your financial systems. And this will be a way of freeing a few people who can help many others. This is what we wish to see, of course, an easing of the difficulties, a more comfortable situation for those who have been in genuine need. So, I hope that answers your questions. Dear ones, we want to underline that we are not encouraging you all to become hedge fund traders and what you term Wall Street brokers and currency experts. This is not the hope, because of course those are the things that have created the problem, that have made it possible for what we call the dark hats to take over, to practically buy and sell whole countries at their whim, because the currency could be traded and because it can be easily manipulated given the way your systems work. And so this is the entire system we are hoping to revise and improve. And as you see it unfold, you will see your world evolving in such a way that you will have the opportunity to have input yourselves. There will be those among you who will be the creators of your new world. There will be those among you who will enjoy and reap the benefits of your good work. And so that's all I want to say today about the currencies. We have given information on the Saturday show. Sufficient. We will not explain all the machinations, what you might term the ins and outs of how these things are being worked upon in the back rooms of many of the countries of the world. But I assure you, it is being done. And the time for the unfolding of these things is already here. Now, Saint Germain asked, he was going to come tonight to speak with you, but because we have Prime Creator here, we decided to perhaps delay our discussions about this to a later time. But Saint Germain wished to pass on the message to all of you that he regrets that he gave a time limit of 1 week for the releasing of the prosperity funds, and he says he wants to apologize in advance that it may actually be 9-10 around there days, that it may not be exactly within the 7-day limit that he predicted. Now, here is the danger we have of doing what you term prediction, because what we are predicting, of course, is what you are going to do. And we cannot always know in advance exactly what you're going to do at the very moment that you will do it. We try our best because we know you well. We see things unfolding. We see the timeline as it is unfolding, and we can generally know within a very short window of how you measure your time. But it is not an exact prediction. And so he wants everyone to know that it is not an inaccurate prediction. It is something that cannot be pinned down to a moment in time. But everything is unfolding. There are a few holdouts, those we term the dark hats. There are many white hats in the group who are seeing to the difficulties of this negotiation. And, of course, there are some who are willing to hold out as a last-ditch, what you might term last-ditch effort to save their skin, or more importantly to them, to save their money, but it will not be done. They will try until the bitter end, but it will not succeed. And so, Saint Germain wishes to let you know that things are unfolding. You can feel it, can't you? You can feel it in the air, the change coming. The excitement, the high energy all around you. And on the healing calls, we we see people taking a new interest, being more alert and more committed to taking hold of their own issues, their own difficulties, and resolving them in a very powerful way. It is a delight for us to see. And now we will move on to allow our dear Prime Creator to come to speak with all of you. It is a rare pleasure for us to hear him speak to you as a group. Because things are speeding up, because it is such a historic time, he has come more frequently now. And so I will turn over this stage because, of course, we honor and revere Prime Creator above all. He is the one to whom we owe the creation of our souls, of our universe, of our lives. And I will take the pleasure of introducing our dear Prime Creator. And if you wish, Anne, you may join me in that welcome while we allow Catherine to turn her attention to allow Prime Creator to come through to speak. I turn it over to you now, Anne.
Thank you, Father God. And I'm very honored to be able to offer this bridge of time as Catherine prepares to bring through Prime Creator. It's such an honor, the beginning of the beginning of all. And I won't go into anything further. I can't add to Prime Creator. I'm just offering a little time bridge here. And I believe he is most likely ready to speak. Prime Creator.
Greetings, beloved ones. Yes, it is I. What a pleasure it is to know all of you there listening, to see you eager, leaning forward in your chairs. I want to bring my love, my blessings, my greetings to you, all of you, and to tell you what I see, how I see your world evolving, how I see each one of you, your efforts, your wishes, your dreams, your love. You are learning, dear ones, you are. You're learning to live in your hearts. You're learning to look deeply into the eyes of your children, of your loved ones, even of the strangers you encounter. You are losing your fear of one another. And that is a brilliant success. It has only been a short time since your planet was freed of the grip of the reptilians who were so intent on creating chaos and enslaving all of you. It has been such a short time, and already you are beginning to breathe freely. You are beginning to see the life, the soul, the love in each other. It is the way you're made. You are made for love. You are made to love one another. Many of those who call themselves scientists have attempted to present a picture of humanity as if you were normally dark, as if you could not help yourselves but to be aggressive and warlike and acquisitive. It is not true. You have been put in the position of suffering from want, of suffering from the propaganda that you will never have enough, you will never be enough, to not trust your neighbors because they will take what you have. And your neighbors are told the same thing about you. It has created a terrible tension on planet Earth. But now, as the sun continues to rise every morning, as you begin to breathe more freely, look around you, and realize that some of those who were your worst, the ones who caused the most pain in your life, are gone. It's puzzling, isn't it? Every day you hear stories. Oh, that terrible boss who was so mean and irrational and screamed at people and insulted people, suddenly died of a heart attack. Or others saying, that boss who was so horrid to his employees is suddenly becoming friendly. He's suddenly learned how to listen. It is happening, dear ones. The energies are rising. We're sending you what has been called the plasma, all the way from what you call the central sun. I am arranging this for you to uplift, to inspire you to bring out the best of what you really are. You are love. You are gods and goddesses all. You are made in my image. And I adore you one and all. My love for you can go beyond anything a human parent can experience, although there are some, I see, who truly do capture the sense of respect and admiration that I feel toward you. You are, I don't know if you appreciate being described this way, but you are indeed an experiment. There are many across the universes who have contributed to your genetic makeup, have contributed their own genes, the things that they see about themselves that they find admirable, that they wished to see you having in your own makeup. It has been a long process and a very fascinating one. If your scientists had any idea of the work that has been done in the multiverse to create such a race as you, they would be stunned. There is nothing in your science that matches what we are capable of doing. It's just as well for the time being. But when the announcements come, when you are at last able to greet your loving brothers and sisters from across the universe, you will feel your heart soar. You will feel their love and their tenderness and their special interest in you. They are your brothers and sisters, your cousins, your aunts and uncles. And they are so eager to embrace you. It is a delightful event. Although that word in your English language makes it sound as if it's going to happen on one day, it isn't. It is an unfoldment. It is an ongoing shift. A rising up, and each of you feel it, do you not? The rising energies, the new commitment that so many people are feeling, the commitment to be at your best, to resolve old issues, to bury old hatchets, to understand yourself in a new way, to look with appreciation and genuine love at your partner, your neighbor, your child. It is a time when people are suddenly inspired to write to their first grade teacher, to take a bouquet of flowers to the old woman down the street, to bake something that will give pleasure to friends, to your family. It is a time of reaching out and of reaching deep. Deeply into yourselves, to honestly and openly learn your true nature. And yes, if you are one of the many who has had a difficult childhood, it is also in your nature to become stubborn, to become resentful, to cry out in protest. That is the way you're made as well. You feel injustice deeply. You feel it as a pain when you are mistreated or you see others being abused or mistreated. You respond intensely. It is from the deepest part of your heart. And if you have been a child who was mistreated over and over again, it has created a problem for you. It builds a response to the world that has resentment interwoven in the fibers of your feelings about yourself and about the world. It is time now to unravel those tapestries, to understand deeply all of your feelings, all of your responses to the world, to see them in the light of day, without shame, without judgment, with compassion. You are the creator race. You create yourselves. You create your philosophies of life. You create your attitudes. And along the way, you create a picture of yourself. Sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it is not. I ask all of you now, look closely at that picture of yourself. See your divinity, your actual divinity. Not the picture that makes you feel superior to others. Not the picture that makes you feel pride. For pride is not divinity. The feelings you will feel when you see your divine self are warm. They are the feelings that make up love, kindness, compassion. Those are the feelings that I ask you to nourish, to just the way you would water your garden. You need to look inside yourselves for your compassion, your kindness, and nourish that. Study it, dear ones. Look closely at it. What is it made of? Where does it come from? How do you recognize it when you see it? For it is the essence of your being. And when you discover the essence of your being, you become the authentic divine self you were intended to be. You were a spark of my essence. And when you ignite, you are brilliant. When you grow, you are beloved to me and to the others who have come before you. The old ones from ancient planets look upon you with affection, with admiration, and with great love. All the universe wishes you well. All see you struggling your way out of the three-dimensional darkness that you have experienced for so many years, many lifetimes. It is a difficult task. No one questions that. This life you have chosen, when you come here, you sometimes say to yourself, why would I have chosen this? I must have been out of my mind. But no, dear ones. It is courage. Your choices come from courage, from creativity, from determination. And you persevere. You have persevered for thousands and thousands of years in the face of what most people would have thought was impossible. Your planet has over and over again been subjected to terrible waves of dark influences, toxic events, and still you persevere. And you have succeeded. This is such a historic time. Your success, your ascension, is legendary because you have been so insistent. You and your Mother Earth together have melded into a force of light that is powerful. And you will lift each other. You will be given opportunities for some relief, for some help. Your brothers and sisters can hardly wait to give you the advantages that they have. You have been deprived by the dark ones who wanted to keep their control. You have been mercilessly deprived of the real comforts, the real advantages that technologies can provide. No one should have to worry if their water is polluted, is filled with chemicals and toxic materials from some factory down the road. No one should have to live with that. And it is being taken care of now, even as we speak. Your brothers and sisters are helping. You notice how clean and crisp the air is now in the northern hemispheres. It is fall, and the air is clean. The sun, when the sun comes out, the sky is so blue, and the clouds are white. It truly is a new day, and Mother Earth is rejoicing. Your ascension is already well underway, dear ones. You feel impatient. You think nothing has happened. But I assure you, every day, things are changing. You see, you don't have the perspective we have. You can't see across your town, across your neighborhood, across your countries and your planet to see how many people have actually begun to awaken. Your newspapers and your televisions love to show the worst problems. And now their reach has increased so that they can show you all the difficulties and traumas that are taking place everywhere in the world. But that is not the norm. The norm across the world is that organizations designed and developed by people whose hearts were what led them to want to help others, those are beginning to blossom. People everywhere are becoming more and more generous. You will feel it in your own lives. Everywhere. things are changing. Now, there are still a few who have a grip on some of the legal systems, some of the banking systems, but they are fewer and fewer every day. You are so impatient for your change because you've known about it now for many years, some of you, that you don't realize how quickly things are changing. Who would have expected that in the space of 2 months, the world can change? An entire planet. There will be no more wars. There will be no more nuclear holocaust. It will not be permitted. Your poor, dear planet Earth has suffered enough. Mother Earth is not willing to tolerate another war, and neither are we. It is not acceptable. And so those who would create such havoc are being removed. Now you must understand, dear ones, the reptilians had a powerful effect on the thinking of the human race. You are only just beginning to realize what that influence was. It was so profound that it seeped into every area of life, every kind of attitude, every approach. All the value systems were tainted by the ideas that humans are competitive, that material possessions are a matter of pride or status, that people should compete with one another or fight each other for land or property or resources, and that that is an inevitable part of life. Of course it isn't. Human beings everywhere have always been able to share, have been able to trade with one another so that everyone comes out better. And that's the way your planet would have evolved. That's the way you would have learned. If it were not for these dark forces. But even the dark forces were a part of your plan as well. You decided that you would take them on, and you would get them to change or get them to leave. And your plan, which our dear friends described on the radio, the masterful double agent plan where humans allowed the reptilians to inhabit their bodies for several generations had the desired effect. You rescued almost 1 million of them from their own reckless, thoughtless design. And now they have left. But many of them, thanks to you, have gone back to be accepted, have come back to us to relearn, to restore themselves. Think of it, dear ones, think of it. What you did, you are truly remarkable. many of you gave your lives, your energy, your time, your love. You lived lives in which you barely hung on, and yet you were able to teach them by allowing them to inhabit yourself, your being. You taught them to become human. You have no idea of your power. You have no idea of the effect you have on one another, the effect your energy has. It emanates outward from your heart in great waves. And when you go out your door in the morning with your head held high and a song in your heart, you fill the entire street, the entire neighborhood, with your goodwill. You have a powerful effect. Just walking down the street. And it's especially good for those of you who take public transportation. You know, once you get inside your cars, you really can't. Your aura is contained. Your energy is contained within that little machine. You can't reach other people in the way you can when you're out there in the world. You can change a person's day by just the way you smile at them when you step on the bus, or when the subway doors open, or the train stops on the platform, and your eyes meet a stranger. They feel your love. They feel your sense of joy. And it changes them. This is what is happening now on your planet, dear ones. This is the energy you are creating. I wish to let you know that I see, and I am so delighted and thrilled. My heart expands with love for you. And may you live each day of the time you still have on this dear planet, in this condition that you have known for so many lifetimes, in these bodies. It will not be the same when you come back. Of course, it will be beautiful. It will be a great improvement. The ascension of the planet will create a paradise for you. And still, you will gather together in groups. You will sit around and talk about what it was like when you were here in those three-dimensional bodies. The taste, the feel of it, the excitement of it, the fear of it sometimes. You will remember. You will remember everything. And you will tell the young ones. There were some very amazing things about life on planet Earth when it was in the third dimension. And one of the most amazing things about it was the courage and the generosity of the humankind who were there. It will never be forgotten, this time that you are living through right now. Savor it, dear ones. Look around you. See what you are doing. See your part in this great transition. You are evolving every day, every moment. You're growing. You are expanding. And it is a wonder to behold. And now, I hope I have painted a picture for you that gives you a little sense of how we see you and how much we love you. Until next time, bless you, dear one.
Thank you, Prime Creator. We're so grateful that you took time from your immense vastness of being to spend this special time with those of us here on planet Earth as she is ascending and as we ascend with her, and the encouragement and appreciation you were so willing to give, helping us see ourselves a little different than we tend to see ourselves as we move through these experiences. It gives us a better perspective. We're very grateful. And I believe
that
Catherine should be back. There she is. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Wow, that's quite an experience.
Yes.
There are tears running down my face. I don't quite understand that. But I think it was Prime Creator's feelings.
My.
Of such tenderness and love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether Prime Creator cries tears of joy or tenderness when he thinks of us, but when he's in my body, that's the reaction.
Mm.
It's tears of
tenderness. I think that's true. Tears represent a lot of different emotions, but they represent deep emotions, whatever they
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt just great, great waves of love. It's almost like I have to breathe differently to make room for my heart gets so big when Prime Creator comes through. It's just wonderful.
Do you remember, you have to listen to the call to really pick up the words that were said. You return with your heart filled with the great emotion, but mm-hmm. as to the words that created the emotion, do you go back to listen to that?
I do, yeah. I usually do if I have a chance, especially, it depends. Sometimes I can kind of remember some of it, but then when I go back to listen, I'm surprised at what I hear.
Yeah.
And I realize I didn't catch it. But I feel the feelings and I feel the tempo of it.
Yeah.
I felt Prime Creator's thoughtfulness, and I felt I don't know how it works exactly, but I know they have to search my vocabulary and my, you know, storage vault for the words.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I feel the care with mm-hmm. which they speak. And it's almost
they're
searching for just the right way to get this across to us and to express the feeling. Yeah.
I would think that every cell in your body was awash with this huge emotion coming through Prime Creator. It had to touch every cell of your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, really, this process. It always surprises me.
Yeah, because you... We all hear and learn and feel, but you're hearing and learning and feeling from a different perspective. And that's why it's so important to go back. And, you know, I wish we could write up a little bit after these episodes. I need to do that on the Father God call so that people that are drifting through the internet and perusing the option of different shows to listen to would have a concept of what was on this show versus what was on the show last week. If we could, once it's over, if we could, but you can't take notes, can you?
No.
Unless you do it when you listen to it.
No, but we should have it.
Yeah, when you listen to it. Yeah, you could do it then.
We should have it transcribed.
Well, no, I don't think so. No.
No.
Just enough to let people know they need to hear it they need to hear it direct from Father Prime Creator. And we need to just put enough information to trigger their desire to spend an hour or so listening to what was on. So we give them an inkling and whet their appetite, but so that they hear it direct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Uh-huh. Get the energy. Feel the energy. Just like your healing calls. People benefit by the recordings because the energy is still there.
Right. I was told that. Someone said it on one of the last healing calls, that if mm-hmm. people call in, they mm-hmm. will get the full impact.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably Father God who talked about that, that they would get the full impact of the energy that was
of
there.
His healing pulses, because the energy's there, and I'm sure that the same parameters apply to your healing calls. The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And on our healing calls, too, we have Sananda going around to attend to each person during the healing. And that's a wonderful part of the call, too.
Mm. Why don't you tell people a little bit about, we're talking from the outside as if everybody's experienced it. Why don't you tell them, because you have one coming up tomorrow night, don't you?
Yes, tomorrow night at 8.
So what, if they attended, how much time would they spend and what would they, how would they benefit?
The calls tend to be about an hour and a half. And in the process, we talk with a few people who volunteer to lead a group in, and we actually go in our mind's eye to the Arcturian Mothership, where they have a huge healing arena and wonderful technologies that they have developed in order to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're especially interested in humans and how we work. And they have developed these ways to help us, especially now with our ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And we were recently told that the Arcturians, because we called on them to do mm-hmm. these shows, because we all called on them, and they're, mm-hmm. I looked just tonight so I could to tell people about it. There are more than 1,200 healers. There are almost 1,300 healers who have signed on.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't all come to each call. But because mm-hmm. we started doing these healing sessions, the Arcturians came with their ships, and they parked two motherships, one over the North Pole and one over the South Pole, and mm-hmm. four around the equator. So they're all here helping us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just
so you go into this huge healing arena, mm-hmm. and you started to say a little earlier about Sananda actually attending to those that have requested healing. How some go mm-hmm. into the healing arena and some don't. Some are there to be healed, and some are there to add their healing energy to the whole experience.
Yes. But we all go into the arena. It's a huge circle. So the people who are being, the masters are in the center,
mm-hmm.
and they're focusing the energy and working mm-hmm. with the people who are in this big circle of healing beds that are like, you know, our version would be a hospital bed, but these are ergonomically, you know, really comfortable couches. And then each person has a team working on them, a team of Arcturians.
Mm-hmm.
And the Arcturians scan and do a diagnostic system where they can identify everything about the person mm-hmm. who's being healed. And then they go about doing their part of the healing, while the healers create a huge circle around the beds and
mm-hmm.
also focus their energy toward the center. And they can go, if they have a particular area of expertise, they can move
mm-hmm.
around
mm-hmm.
the arena so that there are, you know, people can be helping the ones that they feel especially good at or, you know, an attraction to. And the same
mm-hmm.
with the masters. They can move around and offer their help
mm-hmm.
to the people who explicitly call to them.
Because
mm-hmm. there's some people who have a real connection to a particular archangel.
Right.
Or, you know, someone that they feel especially close to.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have justice create a massive pillar of light that fills the entire arena and encloses everyone in it.
Mm-hmm.
So the healers benefit as well.
Yes.
They get
Catherine,
to fill the energy. Mm-hmm.
I know in the beginning, but this now anyone can come in the beginning. And some people may still be limiting themselves to that concept. You had asked people to individually register,
mm-hmm.
stating their recorded body conditions so that when they benefited from this, they could have a comparison of recorded conditions. But that got a little unwieldy, didn't it?
It did. It became very difficult to keep track. So what we've done is to ask people to sign in, and they're still doing that. So we have a record of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, after the healing calls, we ask people to call in on or to email us
mm-hmm.
on our email account, healingforascension@gmail.com, and they write in to tell us about their experiences, about
that's,
the healing
that's
experience.
That's what I think people would like. I've got one wonderful, this was the lady's first experience to one of your healing calls, and she herself was an RN, and it's posted
mm-hmm.
On under the radio talk calls where your calls are listed, and she said, magnificent or miraculous, miraculous healing tonight. And her story is there. And
You should send us a copy so we have it for our files. Sometimes people...
Well, I think you should send some of your testimonies so we can post them there, too.
Okay.
People love, you know, it's an old saying, facts tell, but stories sell. People like to hear the story. It has more realness to it.
Mm-hmm.
They relate. So if you, I'll send you my story. I thought you had that. I'm very sorry.
No, I haven't heard it yet.
It's been posted right there for a couple of weeks. She was just, I won't say. I was going to say, was it the one when St. Germain did the tour or the MC part? But anyway, it was her first. She didn't know what to expect, and it gives all of her results. And we need more of those. Yeah, we need more.
Yes, we do need more. We need for people to tell us what they felt, what they've experienced. And sometimes it's a gradual process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that take a while to recover from. So it's a it's a gradual process of healing for some people. So, yes, we definitely want to hear about that. The other thing I want to mention.
And again, tell them how to send it to you because... what is it, Healing for Ascension? Tell them again now. Healing for Ascension?
healingforascension@gmail.com.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that will sort them out so they're recognized. When it comes to that email account, it's an alert that this is going to be about the healing calls. So that is the address for anything that relates to the calls or to your experience on the calls.
Yes, testimonials and discussions about it. If people have questions, we're working on that on the website, so the questions will be answered.
Good.
But everyone is invited. Everyone is invited to come, healers and people who want to experience a healing as well.
How will this help them with their ascension, Catherine, or will it?
Very good question. Yes. In fact, I thought when we started this that it was going to be healing calls, you know, just to help people recover from things. But as we progressed, what became very clear is that the road, the path to healing, is to raise your level of vibration.
Yeah.
So every healing call, we have lessons on how to raise your vibration and how to experience yourself in a higher vibration. And when you do that, disease cannot live in your body because the higher vibration encourages your immune system, gets everything working faster, and then people heal.
That's sort of like Zora, Father God, has told us so many times, you can heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. And when you do, it works double because people who are in pain and who are ill feel bad, and it lowers your vibration. So when you really take command of yourself and take command of your body and help it to heal, you feel better, and that raises your vibration. And the better you feel, the more you raise your vibration. And so it's a constant process.
So it is an ascension process. The more you deal with and minimize the discomfort, the higher your vibrations can go. So, you know, it's a win-win. You feel better, but you also are actualizing your own ascension.
Right. Yeah, and it's working.
Wonderful.
So, it's such an exciting time. I announced, I think, a week or two ago that I was running out of books and I really needed to get more books, and lo and behold, my PayPal account is overflowing.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
So many generous contributions this week. I had the list of people to mention. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I will, on tomorrow night's call, I'm going to mention the people that came through this week. I mean, it was just remarkable.
Oh, I think the people that attend these calls, on our website, we have a lend a hand need. Everybody is struggling, everybody is behind, but there are some people that are absolutely, there's no way, and we will occasionally have a drive, and the response from all around the world is just heartwarming to know the quality of people that are attracted to these calls, just like you're saying.
And there, I mean, many of the people that gave contributions are not wealthy. They're people who are on fixed incomes, and they're sharing what they have. And one check.
Well, a little bit from a lot of people creates a mammoth effort, but it doesn't hurt anybody when everybody gives a little bit. And yet there's the response. There's the accomplishment.
And this one was so cute. Teresa Gwynn, thank you. Teresa, she's always on the call. She and her husband sent a check, big check, and in the statement, in the line, it said, unconditional love. That's, you know where it says what the check is for?
Oh.
It said, unconditional love.
Oh. Oh, that word says memo. It has said memo.
Right in the memo, yeah.
How sweet. See, we all speak the same language. You couldn't do that to just anyone, but we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
We all understand.
So I will be buying books this week.
Fantastic. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, where are we? My gosh, we're down to 30 minutes.
We better answer some of these questions.
We've got some hands waving at us. Now, those of you that have already spoken, if you haven't, please do hit number one on your keypad so that we don't waste time calling on someone that's already spoken. And with that, I'm going to go, and this could be a Skype number because it's a 661 area code, which I recognize as Skype many times. I just opened your line. Would you like to tell us your name, your location, and one very clear question?
That would be me. My name is Nash.
Hi, Nash, in London. We know where you are.
Thank you so
much. Hi, Nash.
I just want to make a slight question before, very briefly. Is it possible that perhaps we don't talk about the, or give any time scale? I'm urging those that are leading us not to say, put any time frame on it anymore, because each time there's always a date, then there's an apology. I'm just asking that it would be a bright idea not to mention at all. When it's coming, you just tell the good news but not put a time scale. It just sets us back each time there is an apology and people are shaking their heads. That's all. My question, I just need, there's a great deal of in the news and to those of us are reading around things on Comet Icen. I very much was thinking whether asking and honestly praying that the Prime Creator or Father God would touch on it. Perhaps can Catherine shed light on it with the Comet Icen? What is the difference between Icen and Nibiru? If you can shed light as much as from what she knows, I'll be grateful.
Well, from what I know,
Comet Icen. Do you remember what Zora told us about that?
Yeah, I know. It's not a comet. It's a mothership. It's a huge mothership.
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten now where it's from, Oh, Andromeda.
I don't think. Yeah.
I think it's from Andromeda. It's an enormous mothership. It is not a comet. No fear, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is not going to crash.
And it was parked out there by Pluto, I think, for a while. And the NASA observatory and the scientists realized that they were dealing with something other than a comet when it parked. Comets don't park.
And change direction.
Yeah, right.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. The thing is, where is Nibiru in all these things? Where is Nibiru?
Nibiru?
Nibiru,
I think,
was
last I heard it was behind the sun. Or behind another planet. I can't remember now. It's not it's not visible right now.
That is Mother Sekhmet's own mothership.
That's right.
And
as
they were planning to pass some months ago, we received instructions that they aren't, that they know they're going to have a powerful influence because of the magnitude and size of it, but it won't be the other ships are offsetting that. They can strategically balance energies so it doesn't affect our planet or us, except, as she said, as we pass, be sure and keep your energies high and positive. It will magnify whatever energies you're emitting, good or bad.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, Nash.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to move on. Thank you, Nash. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, we're opening up 708 right now, ending in 0171. Your line is just trying to open. There it is, 708, name, location, one question.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Kathy. This is Loretta from Chicago. This is not a question, but I need to share something with everybody. And with everybody on the call, I believe that will help others as well. I was going to start out with Father God, but it turned to Prime Creator. This morning, I left my house to go downtown. I live in Chicago. Chicago has the darkest negative entities for all my lifetime. Okay, I get on the train. Instead of taking my car, I took the train to downtown Chicago. I get on the train this morning. The car was glowing. The people was glowing. Their auras were glowing and all white, beautiful white. Okay, so I didn't think nothing too much of it. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I get down to Chicago. I get downtown. I had to go to the next train to go and visit a friend in the nursing home. Okay, as I'm walking from Union Station, Chicago, to the next Ogilvie transportation area to catch my next train. Now, mind you, Chicago Loop, Quasar would get a kick out of this. The Chicago Loop is all big, doggone skyscrapers. Plus, we've got the Sears Tower, correct? All right. Mind you, this is 9 o'clock in the morning, and the sun is not really high up at this time of the year. The sun, this is October 9th, ladies, in Chicago. The sun felt like the month of June and July. It was just, I had to take off my jacket, but yet it was 60 degrees on one of the signs, on one of the banks. It was 62 or 63 degrees in Chicago's Loop, but the sun happened to peek through the skyscrapers, and it felt like the month of June or July.
Well, at this point, Loretta, for those that haven't been riding along with us on this this trek that we're on, remember that the mothership Elenin is in front of the sun, and Elenin was another one that they thought was a comet. That was 2 years ago. And Elenin is also a vessel from Sirius, and it's parked in front of the sun, and it's adding its light to the sun's light. Every morning when I go out, it catches me fresh anew how bright the sun is, because we're getting extra heat, extra light
from both the sun and from this vessel Sirius. And it's they've come as part of the ascension, and I won't go into all of that process. And also, folks, the New Jerusalem is also posted right in front of Venus. And I was talking with Father God just a couple days ago, and I said I wanted to get this telescope set up, a very strong one I had ordered years ago, never put it together. And I said, I want to look at Venus. And he says, well, it'll be very easy to see. It is twice as bright now. We've known that the New Jerusalem, which is the mothership of the Galactic Federation of Light, where Sananda and Ashtar have their headquarters, but he said they have just turned on their force field. And so when you look at it tonight, even in the early twilight, it's bright. And if you've got telescopes or anything, be prepared. It is much brighter. And that's where the New Jerusalem, they park in front of some of our brightest, like the sun and Venus and so on. So that's something that we can start watching now.
Okay, and I need to fast forward. But I want to say this. When I got to the nursing home, I'm going to fast forward now to when I got to the nursing home. Okay, I went to see a childhood friend since we've known each other since we were 6 or 7. She's been in the nursing home for, I think, 4 years this month. She is a MS victim. She only had 3 months to live back in February of this year. Her husband called me at my job in February telling me if I wanted to see Angie, to see her as quickly as possible. The doctors only gave her 3 months. Now, this was back in February. Today is October the 9th. Now, I went to the nursing home today. I go and try to see her like once a month since then. Okay, I go to the nursing home. I had this gut feeling last week, and then on Saturday's call, I saw her when Father God was doing the healing pulse. And then when Catherine had her healing session yesterday, I felt that my friend was starting to feel tingling in her legs and her feet. So I made a point to absolutely go to the nursing home today. So I asked my friend, I says, Angie, I says, how's your legs? I says, I know that you haven't any movement or any feelings in them for almost 4 years, 5 years, and you've been here for 3. I says, have you been feeling like any kind of a sensation in the past 7 to 8 days? She says, yes, I have. She says, and I think I'm crazy. I says, it's not your imagination. I says, we are upon the healing. I says, I told you 2 months ago when I came to see you that I was going to be praying for you, that I was going to have others pray for you for healing. Just pray to God, pray to Jesus, however you pray to them, and you're going to feel the healing. You can be these people's examples here. So she says, well, Loretta, I'm not crazy. I says, no, you're not. You're feeling the tingling in your legs. For my brothers and sisters that are out there on the call, especially Chris, I remember Chris came to my tears 2 weeks ago when he was talking about his pain. Chris, hang in there. You are going to be healed. Now, when I was at the nursing home today, everybody there was glowing. I was there September the 5th, and they were still, like, sleeping in their chairs because this is a nursing home with all wheelchairs, patients. It's very difficult for me to go and see my friend who I've known since we were 6 years old. And today they were all glowing. Even her roommate was glowing. I looked at her when I walked in her room, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, how are you feeling today? She says, Loretta, I forget what her roommate's name is. She says, Loretta, she says, I feel like I have a lot of energy that I can get up out of the chair. I says, maybe you can someday. So then I'm making a long story as short as I possibly can.
Yeah, we'll have to ask you.
I'm sitting in the hallway because this other lady comes into my friend's room and says something to her, blah, 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 whatever it was about the candy or whatever. So then my friend wanted to go out to the hallway. Okay, so she went out to the hallway. Her roommate comes out to the hallway. This lady comes out to the hallway. I'm sitting on a chair, and I'm looking at all three of them. And I said, do you realize all three of you are glowing? I said, how do all of you feel? Well, this other lady, the one with the candy, I never saw her there before, so maybe she's a new patient. And Catherine, I swear to God, I don't know where these words came out of my mouth. I'm sitting there, and I pointed to that lady, and I said, you are not to be in that wheelchair. You are to rise and walk. I said, Father God, in my head, I said, is this something that you wanted this lady to hear? And this lady got so scared by my voice that she wheeled herself away. And then that's not all. They're going for bingo. Well, today's their bingo day.
Loretta, so we're going to have to ask you to shorten this because we have a whole bunch of other calls.
Well, I just wanted to share this with everybody that's out there. Please, you are going to all be healed. You're all going to be walking out of your wheelchair shortly. Just continue your growth and continue to listen to beautiful Catherine's help and healing and guidance. Thank you very much. And, Anne, I'm going to write a testimonial as much as I can to send to you.
Okay, honey. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Loretta. Okay.
Catherine,
bye-bye.
Catherine, before, I know we're running out of time, but I know this is on a lot of our people's minds. How do I get on the healing call tomorrow? Where is it posted?
It's posted everywhere.
A lot of people
everywhere.
Don't know how to do it. They want to get there, and they don't know how to. So we have to get. Of course, I've got it listed on hollowearthnetwork.com. HollowEarthNetwork.com, and right on the home page, just keep scrolling down past breaking news with all the latest posts, and below that you'll see a radio tower about the Blog Talk radio shows. You'll see Father God's last, and he only has two a month. Then below Father God's, which we also know as Zora, is Catherine's. You'll see her picture. And you'll see how to get on the Tuesday and Thursday calls. It's always there. It is standard, and that will always get you there. And then I post it on Breaking News. And then you have it. Where do you have it, Catherine?
I have it on my site under radio shows. And it's the same station as tonight. It's blogtalkradio.com/channel panel. And then they just scroll down, and they'll find the by date, they'll find the upcoming sessions.
And then when you see it and it's there with the others, how do you get to the soundtrack? You click on the title or you click on that little bitty blue arrow. Either one will move you to the next frame, which will be the soundtrack where you can start hearing the call. That's how. And that'll be tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow night is the next call.
Right. All right. So, Loretta, if you will press 1 on your phone, that will take you off the call list. Shall we open 413?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and get this
Chris
one off.
I've been waiting a long time.
Go right ahead, yes. 413, sure. Ending in 6962. You know the parameters. Just go right ahead.
Well, hello. It's Carrie L. now in Massachusetts, and I just want to thank you all. I didn't raise my hand, so I don't have a question.
Oh. Are you area code 413?
Yes. I live in Sedona.
You do have your hand raised, but let's just move on. Thank you very much for letting us know, and I'm moving ahead to the next call with 289 ending in 0643.
Hello,
hello,
beloved Lady Portia. This is Chris up in Toronto.
Hello, Chris.
Hi. I just have a very quick question on the healing calls. I know that you do everything as a group in a circle. My question is, what happens if somebody is a little late? They miss the beginning of the call. Do they still get the benefit if they try and connect?
They should just come run right in there and find a place for themselves and ask for a healing. Absolutely.
Thank you. That was my question. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, we're moving on to 334, and your line is open. Go right ahead. Area code 334. 4464 is your last four numbers. You're up. Okay, we'll have to move on. I'm sorry, area code 516, ending in 2619. Area code 516.
Hi, this is Joe from New York.
Yes.
Now, I'm a first-time caller and actually a first-time listener. A friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, invited me on the call. So
welcome.
I'll try to be very brief. And so I've listened to some things, and the terms that's being used, Father God, and positive, they give positive messages. Kathy gave a very positive message and use the term prime creator. So now my concern is I'm a Christian person, grew up as a Christian person, and how can you get a Christian person to focus or begin to pay attention with faith some of the message that's being said whenever it seems like it either conflict or it's just, as a term I've heard many times, that we have been told things that are not true. I mean, so as a Christian person, my question is, how do you get, well, I say me or a Christian person, to start focusing on these things that sounds like not really based, Christian-based? I hope you understand my question.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place because Jesus is a good friend of ours. He calls himself Sananda, and he has given us now 18 lessons, 18 chapters that he calls the New Scriptures. And they are written and appear on the website whoneedslight.org, and they are also going to be put out in ebook form and so on. These are the lessons that that he, Sananda Jesus, is saying that he wanted to get across when he was here 2,000 years ago, and that this is the pure version of what he wished to teach. And part of mm-hmm. what he says in those lessons is that he did not want to start a new religion, Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to teach love. And there is no conflict in teaching love. It doesn't conflict with the basic teachings of Christianity. There may be some things that have been added that, you know, that people might not agree with, but if they look at it closely, anything that does not promote love is not from Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that does not bring you closer to your neighbors and your friends and your loved ones is not his pure teachings. So if you go to the website, you'll see there are almost 200 messages there from from God and from Sananda, Jesus, and it will really help you to understand how these teachings, which Mother, Father, God call the true way, fit in with what was taught in the Bible. And some of it we may have to leave behind, but I think they're the parts that people won't really miss.
So you know, I'm on. Yes, well, since I'm trying to get off so other people can be able to speak, and even though I understand I have one question, but just for clarity, at the bottom line then, one would have to believe in the new scriptures that Sananda or Jesus is presenting, or the old scriptures that, so it would have to still boil down to a matter of faith in which scripture you decide to accept. Am I correct with that?
I don't think it's quite that absolute. I think when you read them, what most people say is, oh, this just makes so much sense. Oh, I always knew this. It just feels right. It's the purest of what has been taught. I wouldn't say it's you have to choose. No.
Mm-hmm.
You will just read them and you'll...
Well, I certainly thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for your time. And I will, I will go on that website, whoneedslight.org. As I say, I'm just trying to get off so others will have a chance. But thank you so very much, and I'll proceed from there.
Great, and thank you for your question.
Yeah, and thank you, Catherine, for your answer. It was so well put together. Thank you. And area code 207, your line has already been opened. We're ready for your question.
Oh,
Hi, it's Phyllis here.
Hey,
hi,
there.
Catherine. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi there. I just want to make sure, Catherine, that everyone knows that now you don't have to sign up to come to the healing call. Anyone can come. Anyone can bring their friends. Anyone can come to heal or be healed. And I think that's really important to clarify.
Thank you, Phyllis. Phyllis is my co-host, as many of you know, on the healing calls. And, oh, I have an announcement. Phyllis's son, Mark, is one of our stars, one of our great success stories, who has just healed fabulously, and he'll tell us more about that on the calls. But Mark has offered to do a healer's a doctor's moment, a minute. So he's a physician himself and will come to give us some medical information on each call. So he's offered to do that at the beginning of the call. We'll have a medical moment with Mark.
He'll be there tomorrow.
Dr. Mark. Okay, great.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay, and area code 954, we're trying to squeeze everybody in. 1484, your line's open. Please come on.
Hi, Catherine and Ann. It's Darlene from Florida. My question is, Catherine, when you try to ascend, are you trying with your whole body?
Yes. Yeah, and this has been explained to me. They put me through, Mother, Father, God put me through a couple of weeks of strenuous exercise to learn how to ascend, and I was instructed to try it every day, and then I would get almost there, and I'd feel myself being, like, literally pushed back down. And I was wondering why they kept telling me to try it if they weren't going to let me, you know, complete it. And just a day or two ago, they said, because we want you to experience everything that other people are going to encounter. And so one of the things that they had me do was I would get almost up there, and I would feel this excruciating pain in my legs or in my shoulders, and it would get more and more intense. And so I learned how to rise above it so that I could manage to ascend in spite of the pain. And there were a number of other things that I learned in that process. So, yes, I was lifting my body and learning to do that. So I will be doing workshops and classes and, you know, teaching how to accomplish this for people who want to be ready.
Are you going to write it out, or do you have to go to a workshop in order to try?
Well, if I have time, I'll try and write. Well, I don't know if I can write it out. I will think about that if I can describe it.
So does anybody see you rise? Catherine, has anybody seen you rise?
No.
So you do it just in privacy.
Yeah, you're not going to rise in your chair when you do it anyway. You're going to just vanish. You go into a different dimension.
Okay, I get you now. Okay.
Yeah. So we're working our way to the fifth dimension. So we're just going to leap right through into the higher dimensions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Good question. Area code 904, your line's been open, so come on with your question, 904. Are you with us? 1714? I'm moving on then to area code 334, ending in 4520. You're the last question. Come on.
Hi, I'm Anita from Roanoke, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I had a question for Father God or either sign creator. I want to know more about the sun. They said the sun is a planet. I heard that on the Saturday call. I just want to know more about the sun. And they said people, well, there's life on the sun.
This is Anne. If you don't mind, I'll just very quickly, you can go back to the Hollow Earth calls, and the descriptions are there. Look to see in the description. They're all posted when he talks, and he just talked about it as the very last question on last Saturday's call. Yes, all the planets are hollow. All the planets are hollow. The sun is hollow. The sun is not hot. It gives a semblance. It looks like it is because of the holographic flares that they produce to keep people from intruding into their 12th dimensional on the sun. And they're so bright and shining, you can't even see the features in their face. And all this business of solar flares is not true. And Father God has told us this over the months. And the sun is another planet.
Like, wow.
So that's the story. And you can hear him mention that at the very end of last Saturday's call on HollowEarthNetwork.com. Catherine, I'm going to let you, we've got 3 minutes, and you may have something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
okay,
I tried to weave in the announcements during the show, so we're pretty much finished now. I'll add to what you just said. We call the sun Helios, and it's known as the planet that produces all this light. And the reason our planet is warmed by the sun's light is that when the light hits our atmosphere, it turns to warmth. But the sun itself is not actually hot. So there's more on the Saturday calls. Over the years, Father God has explained this a number of times. I was going to say maybe there's something about it in the when God pinched my toe, but I don't think there's more than what we've said today. So, the other announcement, I think, is that we are working, Harris Freed is working to put together an e-book of the new scriptures, and we now have just dozens of languages that it's being translated into, and we're going to have a big opening, you know, celebration to put out the e-book in English and in many other languages. So we're still collecting the translations, but that's going to be a big thing. And hopefully, you know, people all over the world will be able to relate to it. And so I think that just about ends our call for tonight. Anne, did you have any other announcements to make?
I think we're good. I think people know how to find you tomorrow. That's the next step is Thursday. And then after that will be next Tuesday's early morning call. And we won't hear from Hollow Earth until the following Saturday. There won't be a Hollow Earth call this coming Saturday. We do that every other Saturday.
Right. I do have an announcement. I'm going to be doing a workshop in New York City on October 26th. So if people who are in the area want to come, sometimes we have people who come from long distances. There's a 14-person limit. Actually, 12 is a little easier in my office. So you can sign up at whoneedslight.org under workshops. All right, everybody. See you tomorrow night and next Wednesday for the channeling calls. Good night, Anne.
Good night, Catherine. Wonderful call. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.